BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. It is time for Freak Show Court. Our plaintiff is Davi Rolando. How do I pronounce it?
Rolando.
Yeah, there you go. Davi Rolando. And our defendant.
Yes.
Is Meredith Horn. We're losing. Now.
Andrade.
No, yeah.
I got married. You guys were there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. And it was a party we went to.
That is. Yours. Yes.
All right. Now, the party, the thing is about a party. Everybody who's listening, you might have heard yesterday during Plead the Fifth, Davi asked a certain question about partying, and here's what he said.
I've had so many events. I've had birthday parties at clubs, at the casino. I've had pool parties at restaurants. I've had Christmas parties every year at my house, and the list goes on and on. You are the only one in the room that has never showed up to any of my events. O's been to a bunch. Mark's been to a few. Meredith, at this point, people ask me, is Meredith going to come? And I just laugh. Meredith, why don't you ever support any of my things? What is it? Do you not want to hang out with me and my friends? What's going
on? Wow.
Supporting you, I feel like I support you on a daily basis. Being here, supporting you, as your
you
co-host.
Coming to work.
You're welcome, by the way.
That's the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
I'm joking.
I'm giving you my presence.
I am here, but... For real?
She was serious about that. By the way, I
see you all day, every day. I see you more than I see my own family.
Okay, so That's where it started. It didn't end there because we went to, if you saw on our socials, we went to our morning show meeting and they kept fighting about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like in the middle of it. I'm like, yo, well, let's just table this and put it back on the air so the people can, you know, continue this because you guys are too close to be fighting over this. And so here's how we're going to do this.
How are we doing?
All right. We're going to get both of your clips. No arguing. No fighting over each other. Stop staring at him. We're gonna get both of your comments out so people can understand what happened. Now, Davi, you feel some type of way. I know you're not sensitive about it. You already said you don't care. But it does kind of irk you.
Yeah, it irks me because we've been working on this show for, I don't know, 6-7 years. It's been a while. And I do quite a few events. And not only has Meredith never shown up where everybody else has, but she's never even really considered it. It's always like immediately like, I'm not going to go to that. It's not like, oh, I have this event. I have something else, other plans. It's just like an immediate brush it off. I wouldn't want to go to one of Davi's events. And also, I would like to add that Meredith's asked us, Mark and I, one time to attend. You were on the Toy Tower, a fundraiser. And Mark and I went to said fundraiser.
Denim and jeans.
Whatever. There was another charity event that she asked me to go to. It was like some celebrity bartending event. Went to that too. So like, what's going on? And also, I also like to add, I never got an answer to my Plead the Fifth question.
Okay, right. All right. Now, Meredith.
Yes.
You didn't answer his question. And then when someone texted in about the baby shower, You jumped on that and made that one of your chief defenses. And on IG, people were pointing to the fact that you kept pointing to that, but they were concurring with Davi that the baby has only been here for 2 years.
Well, Davi actually didn't even know how old my daughter was, which was caught on video yesterday, which you posted up on your page.
I said she was three.
You said three
two.
Or four. It was on video. You don't even know how old my damn daughter is, first of all. Well, that hurts. And to go back to your question yesterday, no, it has nothing to do with you. I genuinely love you, not only as a friend, but as a coworker as well. It has nothing to do with your friends. I mean, I've even hired your friends to help me out with my house before. So it has nothing to do with that. I have a question for you, though. Like, have you ever gone to one of my birthday parties, ever?
I don't recall ever a Meredith.
So just
event.
Because you don't recall being invited to one of my birthday parties.
What
are you
birthday parties?
Okay. All right. So usually I have a dinner and then I just go out to like a club to go get some drinks, which is what I did this year, which is when I invited you to go to said birthday party, which you didn't even show up to. But you know who did? Kenzie. Who does middays?
I never
here.
Got an invite.
You are all invited. And
I
as
wasn't
a matter of fact,
never, never I got invited. An invite.
We were in the meeting.
I wasn't invited.
I asked Dobby because he was talking about he was spinning at American Social. And I said, oh, well, what are the dates? Because my birthday is coming up in December. And those weren't the dates that he was going to be there. And I said, oh, well, why don't you come out? I have a table there. We're going to be celebrating my birthday. Boom, brushed it off.
So after 6 years of ignoring my parties, I'm supposed to immediately jump at yours?
Also, it's not true that I have never showed up to any of your events because I have a picture right here proving that I came at least to see you at the Kennedy when you were spinning. I have a picture right here of us actually hanging out. And I intentionally went there to go see you for an hour before I went out to go hang out with
saying,
my friends.
I DJ every single weekend.
That's hanging out with you.
For
that's
6 years,
one of your events.
You've come to. That's really not an event. That's just me spinning at some club. I'm talking about like birthday parties.
You've never
I'm
been to about, one of my birthday parties.
But you've never had any parties yes, that
I
we
have
were
a
aware
party
of.
Every year,
Orlando.
Dobby.
Orlando.
Does, quiet in the court. Quiet in the
has,
court.
Have
quiet
they come?
In the court.
Am I the only one that's been absent?
No, you guys don't come to my birthdays.
Because
you guys
don't know
wait,
about
wait,
these
wait,
parties.
Don't come.
Wait.
Don't drag me in Orlando.
This is YouTube. This is YouTube because I've supported both. Both of y'all old stuff.
But
okay?
Real quick though, do you know about these Meredith dinner parties? No.
I saw you out with Kenzie, and I was like, "Damn, I didn't get invited."
Me too.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
because
saw.
That's because
I saw it and was like, "Damn, I would have went."
That's because I said it to you guys in person in the meeting. I didn't push it. I don't have big
no,
expectations.
I don't remember you saying anything about your party. I listen to everything. I ain't like Davi. Davi ignores half.
There's
the stuff
no
say.
Exactly. There's no expectations when it comes to my birthday. It is 3 days before Christmas. It's not a big deal to me. People are on vacation. People are hanging out with their family. I don't expect you guys to show up to my birthday party or go to a club with me.
I would have came.
I'm like, Davi, apparently it's like.
I saw y'all drunk and I thought y'all was doing a girls night out thing.
Right.
That's what I thought. That's why I didn't know it was.
So I do support you. I have photographic evidence of that. You've never shown up to my birthday party.
You've
but
never had
more
any birthday parties. Like my last party, I ran commercials on the radio. We rented out the Hard Rock. It was a big deal. I had Joey DJing. Orlando had the best outfit of the whole night. And
congratulations. You have like this Peter Pan syndrome going on where it's like, oh my God, I'm turning 33. Everybody has to come out. Hundreds of people. I'm not like that. I have a smaller group of people I just want to chill with. I tell you personally, like, hey, this is what's going on
I think
if you want to
come
out.
For me, worse than like not coming was the explanation yesterday. Like yesterday's explanation was absolutely
it was
horrid.
Janky. It was a little janky. It was. All right. So that way we got to take witnesses now before we go to the jury.
I have more to say.
Mark is a juror. Mark is a witness.
Okay.
So, Mark, what is your testimony about this?
Well, I mean, I hate to say this, Meredith. I have to be on Davi's side for this because you don't go to any of his events. And
I just showed you that I did.
And my reason for it.
I just showed you a picture of me intentionally seeing Davi.
So, here, this is
why. I can bring up more photos.
Can I? This is why I side with Davi. Aubrey's been around for a little over 2 years, right?
I'm glad you know.
Yeah. Well, of course. I'm Uncle Mark.
That's
I bought
right.
her the coat.
And got her
besides
coat.
The point.
How did you get to be Uncle Mark? Uncle
Owen. Anyway, man, we good.
All right, I'm the judge. Never mind.
So Davi's been having events and parties prior to Aubrey. So, mm-hmm. you know, you missed about 5 years with Davi.
Mm-hmm.
He's really only missed 2 years of things when you bring up Aubrey.
Right.
So I have to be on Davi's side because you have 6-7 years of no show at events.
Okay.
I have to be on Davi's side for that reason.
We have another witness here by the name of Joanna.
Oh.
And Joanna says, Davi's girlfriend, she says, Davi probably didn't show up to, and this was to response to y'all fighting yesterday because she saw it online and wrote me a response and said, Davi probably didn't show up to the baby shower because she never shows up to anything he does.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said, I hear you. And she said, they are arguing like siblings. This is funny.
For real.
She said, if Meredith showed up to one of your parties, people would be like, so how do you know Davi?
Oh.
That's okay. I'm a bad guy because I decided to start a family. Because I put my family first.
Man, the timelines don't add up.
That's not cool.
The timelines don't
add up. Last year, my mother was in town, who I rarely get to see. I could see her 3 times a year. So guess what? I saw her instead of you.
That's the mama you made sleep on the floor.
The year before that, I was in New York City on vacation. The year before that, I was pregnant. I can keep going down
keep
the
on.
List, Davi.
That's three out of like seven.
You know what? I spend so much time with you every single day.
And that right there is the truth. That's
I do.
The truth coming out.
I see you all day. But we talk all day.
It's mandatory, though, for you
day.
To do that. There's but no going out of your way. You're here because it's your job. You're getting paid for it. It's what you do.
So
you can't use that as a legitimate excuse.
I actually can't, because sometimes on the weekend, I would rather spend time with my child and my husband instead of, I don't know, hanging out with you guys again.
Damn! Wow. Wait a minute. Whoa!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Whoa!
That's the truth.
I object.
Anthony gets home at 6:30 to 7 p.m. I put Aubrey to bed at 7:30 p.m. And then I got to go to bed. I choose to go to bed so I can wake up early at 9:30. I get no time with my family unless it's the weekends. And that's important to me. So there you go.
I'm with that. But,
okay.
Meredith, you can't. Prior to Aubrey, though, you just said husband and daughter. Again, where were you on Davi's 4 or 5 years before that?
Okay, that's fine.
But you know what? We got to take it to the jury.
Go ahead.
Y'all need to stop mean mugging each other. We ain't going to have that. All right, 888-429-0941. I can tell you, I'm not picking up my phone because I probably have 6 texts from my sister. Who is beside herself.
Really?
Her friends, Meredith and Davi, are mad. She listens to the show a little uncomfortably too much.
I love it that she does.
Okay, so people are writing in now, Davi, get up and hug Meredith, y'all are family. Somebody else says the bottom line is that you make time for things that you want to make time for. If you really want to do it, you'll find a way. Somebody else says, I'm going to tell you what it is. She's uncomfortable being around his friends.
No, that has nothing to do with it. I like his friends.
All right, now we got calls coming in. 888-429-0941. Let's see here. James is on the phone. James, who you choosing? Team Meredith or Team Davi?
First of all, man, I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. I think y'all all are awesome. Second of all, I'm going to help both of you out. Meredith, look at Davi. Davi, look at Meredith, say, I'm sorry I haven't been a good friend. I'm going to go ahead and make an effort to go ahead and do more times. And it's over.
I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Yeah.
We still got a few more minutes.
We're in the middle.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make it right.
There you go. Two wrongs don't make it right. Read some more bumper stickers for us. All right. John, who you riding with?
Team Meredith, man. Team Meredith all day.
Team Meredith?
Yeah, and this is why. This is why I got to say this. Both of them are grown adults. Meredith is right. She does have a point. She does have a family unit. Davi getting bent out of shape for her not attending, he shouldn't do and expect in return. You guys spend all the time during the week together, and sometimes presence doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that she's not supporting him. She gets you guys gifts all the time, thoughtful gifts.
Yeah,
and
I got you.
More than just showing up at a club. She might be in a different sector. She don't want to go to the club and wild out. She got a kid. She got a fan. You know what I'm saying? Davi's still in a different motive than she is.
Okay.
So and she don't have to give excuses for not going. And he should respect that and just move on.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, John.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
What you think about what John had to say?
He wrong.
What do you mean he wrong?
Wrong.
Of course he's wrong.
He wrong.
That's exactly how I feel.
I just want to know, like, he said the family and the baby, but what about all of those years prior? I would love to know that.
Let's see here. Oh, Vincent is on the phone. Vincent.
Good morning, freak show.
Good morning,
Vincent. Nobody
Vincent.
Knows better than Vincent.
Vincent, go way back with us.
Hey, Orlando.
Yeah.
Like sand through the hourglass. These are the days of our life.
These are the days of our
life. Oh, man.
Vincent, you hear them going at it like Crips and Bloods.
I hear them both going at it. I love Davi and Meredith. And I'm kind of on Davi's side and Meredith's side at the same time because Meredith, you should go to at least, I mean, try to go to one of these events. You just go there for an hour or something, you know?
Yeah.
I get that.
And I realize Meredith brings gifts and stuff like that, and y'all around each other. throughout the weekday and stuff like that. I get all that, but I mean, y'all, I love y'all. Y'all like sisters and brothers. Y'all got me teary out of here.
Vincent, I'm with you, man. I'm sitting up in here watching this. I'm like, boy, first the Fat Boys break up and not it. I can't take it, Vincent. It's my blood pressure.
Love y'all. Have a good day.
Hey, we love you, Vincent, man. You know that, and that's true, man. Y'all hurting people with this. You need to go. Davi's events are cumbersome. They are intrusive. They ain't comfortable. Anybody who goes to a Davi event got to walk through someplace dressed funny. Every time I go to his parties, I'm like walking past people, going to the gas station, walking through the Hard Rock with people who have no idea why I'm dressed so funny. They're like, why is he dressed like Heavy D? I'm like, oh, because it's a party going on over there. Davi makes you go through a hell to support his parties. I get it. Trust me. But every time I don't want to go, I sit there and I'm like, man, I sit across from my homie. I got to go. I got to support him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go. Same thing with you, with things that are important to you. You give gifts and stuff because you've thought about them over the year and you like come up with these wonderful things. Like you are a giving person on that level that we don't have. So what we were like, yo, so we were like, whoa, what was the one thing she wanted? Yeezys. So we got you the Yeezys. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So we tried to meet you there. We didn't meet you in the same way.
Right.
Because you planned it the whole way. But we were like, yo, we were so floored. We like, we got to do something. So, I mean, so we have our own ways, but y'all got to be able to kind of like mash
well,
it out.
Well, two things here. Davi mentioned that he did attend a couple of charity events that I either needed help with or I invited them to. But on the flip side, behind the scenes, I have definitely helped you out booking gigs behind the scenes. Whether somebody needed a wedding, I always go to you. I always help you out that way. Second of all, Anthony just texted me and he got something to say.
Okay.
What is Anthony?
We got another witness here. Anthony, you going on the stand.
Tell them Anthony says he expects more out of a grown man than getting a female coworker for not hanging out after work. Let it go.
There wasn't much there. That was,
weak.
I was expecting more, Anthony.
Yeah, man, Anthony, we was coming with you. We thought you was going to come with
Meredith you. Probably made
he
that
said
text
coworkers
up.
Getting mad at each other for not hanging out outside of work is very childish. Y'all need to drop it.
Well, no, but that's different, though. He works in the office, and it's hard for the cubicle next to him to be like, yo, you didn't hang out with me after me. We were sick.
Yeah.
But it's like, these are events type things.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he just said, well, of course, plead the fifth. We have a different thing. And he asked you a question, and he wanted to know.
And I answered. And I 100% answered. I'm always honest, especially when it comes to family and friends and stuff like that.
You have a family that you like. I want some reserve time with them as well.
Especially since she's still so young, and I feel like that's important to me. But, you know, way more important than having a birthday party. Birthday parties really aren't that important to me anymore because barely anybody can go. I don't have a big family. What was really important to me and life-changing was me getting pregnant and no one going to my baby shower.
Wait, that
hurt.
That's not fair because we mapped out the route to the hospital. We gave out roles of who's going to drive, who's going to do this.
I helped you with that. I told you how to go. But how many times do you have a birthday every year? How many times are you pregnant? Once. And Davi went to Brewster's baby shower, the female music director here,
because
he didn't go to mine. That's just my point. Like, that was way more important to me than ever having a birthday, and no one showed up.
Listen. I don't go to baby showers.
I'm just saying that it was important to me. It wasn't important to you guys. That's all it is.
In my defense, like if you have skipped and been absent to something that was important to me so many times, then down the line when something important to you
comes,
you're going to reciprocate.
I'm saying you can't expect somebody to not put out that same energy that you're putting out.
Well, the way you feel about your birthday was the way I felt about my baby shower.
And that's a good point though. You can't tell somebody what is important to them.
Yeah.
It's important to you, and he didn't see that.
Right.
It's important to you. You don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying both of y'all are really on the same side. You just don't see the importance in each other's
face. And you know what, though? I think that you kind of did know that it was important to me because if you hear the question, like when on the Instagram clip, I said, as soon as I said, I've had events, I've had parties, you immediately say, I know where this is going.
Yeah, because you've brought it up to me more than once.
But
you always said it in jest. I never knew you were actually serious about it.
Well, we got one more. Let's see. Joe is on the line. Joe, who you feeling on this, man?
Orlando, man. I'm sitting on hold right here. just listening to it all, taking it all in, man. And I don't take a side. Davi's right. Meredith's right. Y'all both work together. Work it out. get it done. Orlando, grab them both by the hand with your big body ass and give one big hug and y'all just make that work ship work. And if y'all want to go to functions when you leave, I see you tomorrow then, mama. I see you tomorrow, mama. But y'all still got to work together, man. Now, when I get off this phone, I want to hear a big hug. Orlando, crank it up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.